This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 34. The Sad Fate of Mr. Fox. "Now then," said Uncle Remus with unusual gravity, as soon as the little boy, by taking his seat, announced that he was ready for the evening's entertainment to begin. "Now then, this here tale what I'm a-going fur to give you is the last row of stumps, sure. This year's where old Brer Fox lose his breath, and he ain't find it no more down to this day." "Did he kill himself, Uncle Remus?" the little boy asked with a curious air of concern. "Hold on there, honey," the old man exclaimed with a great affectation of alarm. "Hold on there. Wait, give me room. I don't want to tell you no story. If you keep shoving me forward, I might get some of the facts mixed up among themselves. You got to give me room, and you got to give me time." The little boy had no other premature questions to ask, and after a pause, Uncle Remus resumed. "Well, then, one day Brer Rabbit go to Brer Fox's house, he did, and he put up mighty poor mouth. He say his old woman's sick, and his chillin's cold, and the fire done gone out. Brer Fox, he feel bad about this, and he took and supplied Brer Rabbit with a chunk of fire. Brer Rabbit see Brer Fox cookin' some nice beef, and his mouth begin to water. But he take the fire, he did, and he put out towards home. But presently, here it came back. He say the fire done gone out. Brer Fox allowed that he want to invite to dinner, but he don't say nothing. And by Brer Rabbit, he up and say, says he, 'Brer Fox, where you get so much nice beef?' says he. And then Brer Fox, he up and spawn, says he, 'You can come to my house tomorrow if your folks ain't too sick, and I can show you where you can get plenty beef more nicer than this year,' says he. Well, sure enough, the next day, Fox Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox say, says he, 'There's a man down yonder by Miss Meadows's what got a heap of fine cattle, and he got a cow named Bouquet,' says he. 'And you just go and say Bouquet, and she'll open her mouth, and you can jump in and get just as much meat as you can tote,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'Well, I'll go along,' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'And you can jump in first, and then I'll come following after,' says he. With that, they put out, and they went promenading round among the cattle, they did, till by and by they struck up with the one they was after. Brer Fox, he up he did and holler, 'Bouquet,' and the cow flung her mouth wide open. Sure enough, in they jump, and when they got there, Brer Fox, he say, says he, 'You can cut most anywheres, Brer Rabbit, but don't cut round the haslet,' says he. Then Brer Rabbit, he holler back, he did, 'I'm a-gettin' me out a roastin' piece,' says he. 'Roastin', bakin', fryin',' says Brer Fox, says he. 'Don't get too nigh to haslet, though,' says he. They cut, and they carved, and they carved, and they cut. And whilst they was cutting and carving and slashing away, Brer Rabbit, he took and hacked into the haslet, and with that, down fell the cow dead. 'Now then,' says Brer Fox, 'we're gone sure,' says he. 'What we going do?' says Brer Rabbit, says he. 'I get the maul,' says Brer Fox, 'and you jump in the gall,' says he. Next morning, here come the man what the cow belonged to, and he asks, 'Who killed Bouquet?' Nobody don't say nothing. Then the man say he'll cut her open and see, and then he whirl in, and 'twant no time for he had her entrails spread out. Brer Rabbit, he crope out of the gall and say, says he, 'Mr. Man, oh, Mr. Man, I'll tell you who killed your cow. You look in the mall, and there you'll find him,' says he. With that, Man took a stick and lammed down on the maul so hard that he killed Br'er Fox stone dead. When Br'er Rabbit see Br'er Fox was laid out for good, he make like he mighty sorry, and he up and axed the man for Br'er Fox's head. Man say he ain't curin', and then Br'er Rabbit took and brung it to Br'er Fox's house. Dar he see ol' Miss Fox, and he tell her dat he done fotch her some nice beef what her ol' man sot her, and she ain't got her look at it twell she go to eat it. Br'er Fox's son was named Toby, and Br'er Rabbit tell Toby fur to keep still whiles his mammy cooked the nice beef what his dabby sot him. Toby, he was mighty hungry, and he look in the pot he did whiles the cookin' was goin' on, and dar he see his daddy's head. And with that, he sot up a howl and told his mammy. Miss Fox, she get mighty mad when she find she cookin' her old man head. And she call up the dogs, she did, and sicked 'em on Br'er Rabbit. And old Miss Fox and Toby and the dogs, they pushed Br'er Rabbit so close that he had to take a holler tree. Miss Fox, she tell Toby for to stay there and mind Br'er Rabbit while she goes and gets the axe. And when she gone, Br'er Rabbit, he told Toby if he go to the branch and give him a drink of water, then he give him a dollar. Toby, he put out, he did, and bring some water in his hat. But by the time he got back, Br'er Rabbit done out and gone. Old Miss Fox, she cut and cut till down come the tree, but no Br'er Rabbit there. Then she lay the blame on Toby, and she say she gonna lash him. And Toby, he put out and run, and the old woman after him. By and by, he come up with Br'er Rabbit, and sot down fur to tell him how 'twas. And whilst they was a-settin' there, here comes old Miss Fox a-slippin' up and grabbin' both. Then she tell him what she gwine do. Br'er Rabbit she gwine to kill, and Toby, she gonna lamb if it's the last act. Then Br'er Rabbit says he, "If you please, ma'am, Miss Fox, lay me on the grindstone and ground off my nose so I can't smell no more when I'm dead." Miss Fox, she took this to be a good idea, and she fetched both of them to the grindstone and set them up on it so that she could grind off Br'er Rabbit's nose. Then Br'er Rabbit, he up and says he, "If you please, ma'am, Miss Fox, Toby, he can turn the handle whilst you go after some water for to wet the grindstone," says he. Course, soon as Br'er Rabbit see Miss Fox go after the water, he jump down and put out, and this time he get clean away. "And was that the last of the rabbit too, Uncle Remus?" the little boy asked with something like a sigh. "Don't push me too close, honey," responded the old man. "Don't shove me up in no corner. I don't want to tell you no stories. Some say that Br'er Rabbit's old woman died from eating some pizen weed, and that Br'er Rabbit married old Miss Fox, and some say not. Some tells one tale, and some tells another. Some say that from that time forward, the rabbits and the foxes make friends and stay so. Some say they kept on quarreling. It look like it's mixed. Let them tell you what knows. That what I hears, you gets it straight like I hear it." There was a long pause, which was finally broken by the old man. "It's kinder rules for you to be nodding off, honey. By and by you'll drop off and I'll have to tote you up to the big house. I hear that baby crying. By and by Miss Sally will fly up and be a-hollering after you."
"Oh, I wasn't asleep," the little boy replied. "I was just thinking."
"Well, that's different," said the old man. "If you climb up on my back," he continued, speaking softly, "I expect I ain't too old for to be your horse from year to the house. Many and many's the time that I toted your Uncle Jeems that way, and Mars Jeems was heavier sot than what you is." End of tale.